Since last September, federal and state governments have transformed their security functions to prepare for or prevent another devastating terrorist attack. Commentator Jan Ling says these reforms must be made, but they're being hampered by some elected leaders who have lost focus.
I'm not generally a fan of government reorganizations. Moving the lines on organizational charts too often has a negative impact on taxpayer dollars. But President Bush's plan for a new Department of Homeland Security makes sense in our current life and death struggle against international terrorism. Our Immigration and Naturalization Service is the bureaucratic stepchild of the Department of Justice. It's always been subject to higher departmental priorities like fighting street crime or organized crime or drug trafficking. In the same way, the Customs Service has been subordinated in the Treasury Department, and the Coast Guard has been subsumed into the Department of Transportation. President Bush's plan would consolidate these and other agencies concerned with border security, but this may not happen. Both cabinet secretaries and congressional committee chairs are fighting a defensive turf war to hang on to their current powers. Secretary of State Colin Powell believes his department's Consular Affairs Bureau should retain the power to issue visas despite its obvious failures in issuing visas to the September 11 terrorists. Several of the hijackers even obtained visas through a State Department program called Visa Express, which allowed them to apply for visas through commercial travel agents rather than the U.S. consulate. The State Department also defends the Visa Waiver Program, which since 1986 allows European passport holders to enter the U.S. without an American visa. Guess who took advantage of this loophole? Zacharias Moussaoui, now on trial as a 9/11 conspirator, Richard Reed, the so-called shoe bomber, and Ramzi Youssef, who bombed the World Trade Center in 1993. Border security would be greatly enhanced by transferring visa authority from the Department of State to the new Department of Homeland Security, and the Visa Express and Visa Waiver programs must be repealed. As for the Immigration and Naturalization Service, leading members of Congress want the agency to reflect their own schizophrenic views on immigration policy. They're trying to divide the INS into two parts, one part to remain in the Department of Justice, to say yes to applicants for immigration services like visa extensions and naturalization, and one part transferred to the new Homeland Security Department to say no to those who enter in violation of our immigration laws. The truth, of course, is that deciding who can enter or remain in the U.S. is a single, indivisible law enforcement function. All immigration officials must be enforcement-oriented to know which persons are not entitled to immigration benefits, but they must also be service-oriented to provide benefits to foreigners entitled to them. And all officials must recognize that their customer is not the alien applicant, not the travel industry or the airlines, but the American people. Perhaps we could tolerate such schizophrenic views of immigration policy before September 11. But history will judge harshly those politicians who stand in the way of the consolidation of agencies as originally proposed by President Bush. We all need to pay attention to this political struggle, and at election time, we need to remember who put their own personal power above national interest.
Jan Ting is a professor at Temple University's Beasley School of Law.